Your scriptures this evening have a wonderful focus about them, calling us to a sense of holiness. And I could go on about that and some of the practical things that they describe, particularly the earlier part of the gospel where they talk about if someone wants your cloak, you give them your tunic as well, because the Romans had the right to take someone's cloak if the weather was bad, but they could only keep it for a while and had to give it back. They could have someone carry their backpack, but only for 1 mile, go to two. And I could talk about all these kinds of things and how they fit together for you, but I'm not going to do that because there's a more difficult passage at the end that talks about being perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And it sounds pretty tough to do, and it becomes my job to try and make it explainable to you. You know, thank you very much, Father Michael, for giving me this one and things like that. It is possible. It is possible, not quite in the way that we envision perfect, but it's still real and true in the way that the gospel puts it together, because they're talking about holiness. They're talking about what our modern day describes as what we call fulfillment, being total, being whole, being the complete person that you can be. And that's what they mean by perfect, not that you're going to go out and create universes or things like that. We can't do that. According to the medieval theologians, God is uncreated being, we are created. And they argued about whether or not those were connected. Thomas Aquinas and Augustine thought that there was a gulf between that. John Duns Scotus, a blessed, considered it the same kind of being. It's just that God was uncreated, he then creates us. And that's as much of the nerdy stuff that I'm going to give you right now. But the big thing is that there is a real and true connection, and that connection is grace. That connection is Jesus Christ, who brings us that grace. That connection is holiness that gives us the ability to be complete and whole. And it's the kind of thing that you hear people, well, you want to be holy. Yeah, well, you're no fun then, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That there's something about holiness that, no, it's a little too dangerous and out there, and we don't want to reach for it, and we certainly don't want to be accused of it and things like that. But it's the kind of thing that we long for. It's the fullness of who we are that fits together and fits together beautifully and well. Here's how it works. God loved us so much that he created us in the first place. But because of his love for us that radiates through us in who and what we are, we also long to be connected with him. We know that we are incomplete in who we are. In fact, as you start to grow up, usually teenage years, you notice that there's some kind of longing inside of you at the deepest area, and you wonder how to fulfill that. Part of it can be filled with another person, so we have puppy love and all the other kind of things that think we're going to be happy if only that movie star would look at us, you know, that kind of thing. And that's true, especially when you find someone that can be a spouse for life. But there's also a part in us that longs for the divine, the incomplete for the complete, the not made but for by the made. All these kinds of things, there's something in us that longs for God. And that is what Jesus is talking about in terms of wanting to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Wanting to have that connection. We call it sanctifying grace. And it's because of Jesus Christ's incarnation that we have the ability to connect with God. God and human in Jesus Christ in one unique person. Jesus, because of his sacraments, lets us connect with him in the very essence of what it means to be human. His seven sacraments correspond. baptism to birth, Eucharist to nourishment, confession to cleansing. You know, that's what parents do to even to little kids. Sometimes when we didn't want to be cleaned and they had to drag us by the ear and do these kinds of things. But the confirmation to the change from childhood to adulthood. Thomas Aquinas describes this very beautifully. And there's a call within us that wants to do that. You know, matrimony and marriage, orders and a community life, extreme unction, anointing of the sick, anoint the hands, the feet. Where did the nails go on the cross of Christ? Where was the crown of thorns? All of these things are designed to be part of our very intimate human nature that Christ connects with us and enables us through the movement of grace through that to receive that holiness. And that's nice, but if we stop there, we're not going to hold on to it. Kind of like trying to hold on to an experience, hold on to a cloud. Our Lord and Savior in today's gospel, and St. Paul in the epistle, even the Old Testament, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy," is calling us to live that holiness, to make it come alive in us, to be part and parcel of who we are by how we treat others, by how we do not hold grudges, how we go beyond ourselves to heal things, whether it's in our family, in our larger community, in our world community, how we go beyond and stretch ourselves by the way that we live out that call to virtue that allows the holiness then to operate within us. That is who and what we are. Let me give you a tiny example from C.S. Lewis to try and finish this thing up. He describes in a wonderful little book called The Great Divorce. It has absolutely nothing to do with marriage. It's called The Divorce Between God and His People that we get in trouble with. And he starts it off in hell. And the hell is, it's basically kind of like Louisville in the winter is what it describes. You know, although he wasn't here, it's more like England in the winter. It's just cold and gray and rainy and you can't get warm no matter how hard you try. And there's this bus that's leaving for purgatory that people constantly have the chance to get on that bus. And the bus then kind of climbs up and stuff, and by the time you get out of the bus in purgatory, you realize that hell was like a crack in the sidewalk, that we're being called to more dimensions. We don't think of like 2, 3, 4 dimensions, more. And that purgatory in there, you find all the things that were troublesome in your life that now become opportunities to heal, opportunities to do good. Some of our passions he describes as a raging horse that couldn't be under control, and the person that actually tames the horse then gallops off into heaven, and all these other kinds of things. And it's a cute little book, and it describes very nicely the fact that we're called to more dimensions than what we are at the moment. That's that holiness. That's that perfect. That's that more than just the mediocre that we find ourselves in all too often and that we kind of regress into. We are called to something much, much more. And we're enabled to do that by the grace of Christ. He is the one that makes it possible for us to happen. I invite you to take hold of that holiness. It's not something out there dangerous. It's not something uncool. In fact, it's very cool. It's very right. It's very proper to who and what we are because it makes us come alive. Not as God. We're not uncreated being. We're not perfect in that sense. We're only a little part of Him, but we can be perfect in part of who we are. We can be complete. We can be full. And that's the fullness of God residing in us, brimming over, radiating out, shining like a lamp in the darkness or a star in the sky, as your ceiling here depicts. It reminds us of what we're called to be as part of God's initial design and his invitation to us. Because of our free will, he will not force. He only invites and calls us to accept that holiness. Not just hold it in, but let it live. To be alive and full and true and real and poured out, as St. Paul describes, for one another, living out that holiness in God. May you accept that gift of God's grace. May you make that holiness of God your own. May you let it live in your way, in the limits that we all have, but in that fullness of being able to overcome jealousy, to overcome the desire for revenge, to overcome all the things that stand in the way of the fullness of who we are, so that you truly, inside you, may be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.